So Nintendo, they can't unless they're dropping like a hidden gem, which I haven't seen Nintendo really do, where they're just like, hey, Breath of the Wild comes out in 2022, but oh, 2021, we're giving you Kirby. You know what I mean? But Kirby's not for 2 years either. So it's like there's nothing there for next year for Nintendo.
Like they've given us breadcrumbs, which cool, because like the new Kirby game looked amazing. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, I'd play that. There's like Bayonetta 3, which I haven't really played the other Bayonettas, but like I've always heard good things, and this looks fun. Metroid Prime 4, which is just in limbo since it like restarted its production. But yeah, it's just like next year is looking pretty dry, besides probably like indies that come to the Switch, which indies on the Switch are fantastic. I feel like that's what has kept the Switch going. But as far as like Nintendo games,
Yeah, even with like, I mean, I don't know how the turnaround would go, but you wouldn't drop Metroid next year. That's the thing too. So like you still have nothing, you know. Even if you remaster a game, like I could see Nintendo picking the Metroid wave up and maybe remastering one of the old ones for next November.
that's been the rumor for a while, is the remastering the first three Metroid Primes.
Which would be awesome and you get more people to start
Which
playing
would
these
make
games.
sense, because, yeah, exactly, which makes sense, because you remaster those first three games next fall, and then during that next spring, 2023, you drop Metroid Prime 4, like, so people, like, are ready for it.
That'd be lit.
That'd be
The
dope.
question is, what if they pull a Mario on it, and it's, like, timed? You can only buy it for a certain amount of time. They're
Don't
like,
worry about it. At my Target in Oak Park, you can still buy the 3D collection. It's still there. I mean, supposedly, yes. I don't want to harsh anybody from the Target downstairs from me, but I walk past the little video game deck
You
when I
just
make
check.
my runs, and it's still there. So I'm like, this time exclusive thing maybe isn't so legit as this as my Target downstairs still has it for the last few handful of months. One game you did forget about was a new Pokemon game, Arceus. That
Oh,
comes out now. All right,
true. That looks
so
fire.
that legitimately is the heavy hitter beyond like the breadcrumbs we were kind of mentioning with the Kirby and the Bayonetta. But
True.
Arceus is gonna sell like 10, 15 million copies easily.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right,
So
but
that's their heavy hitter.
how burnt out do you think Pokemon fans are after Sword and Shield? Because I know a lot of people were kind of like left sour after that game, because like it was too easy, the lack of Pokemon. They didn't really love the whole DLC thing. So I'm curious if this can bring in some of those like fans are just like, nah, I'm good. I'm gonna play other things. Cause like now there's like the Temtems. There's like that game that's supposed to be coming out sometime in the next couple of years, like Doki V something that was at like some game show like last year.
I think what really helps is like you're adding like a whole new element to the game. Like it's not just your same old like let me just tap this Pokemon. Like you're actually like in a survival mode to complete this too, which I think Sword and Shield and like the DLC was very good 'cause it like it's leading up to this. So all of everything you learn from that you put together for the next game, but you make it bigger now too. So I think it's like 'cause that to me 'cause like I play Sword and Shield. And that was like a 2 week thing where like I did it as much as I could. I beat the story and then like nothing really sold me. And from time to time to time, like whenever somebody brings a Pokemon, I always say, oh, I should buy the DLC and play it. And I never do. And it's been out for like a year. So there's nothing really bringing me back to that. But with this game, the fact that I have to like start the Pokédex one, kind of like a more explore sort of thing, but I have to like be sneaky about it and put the personal aspect to it kind of really helps in my favor to come back. Just because, like, because also, too, you have Brilliant Diamond and what is it, Shining Pearl coming out soon, too, if
Oh
not
yeah,
out
I
already.
forgot about the remakes.
Yeah, so you have Pokemon Fever right now, and Go is trying, they're doing a lot, man. I feel
Maybe
like,
this will be the renaissance of Pokemon.
I hope so, because this game looks awesome.
Oh,
Arceus
some of
looks so dope.
the new forms look amazing. This is probably some of the best Pokemon designs that I've seen in a really long time. And then like it seems to be like more open world. Like I know it's probably not full open world, but like I don't know. it seems like there's a lot more to it than what Sword and Shield was. And I don't know, like, maybe I'll dust off my Switch for that, which I always say that about a couple games. I was, maybe this will be the one that makes me turn this bad boy on again. But
yeah, it's just so, it's so nuts that, like, now that you brought that up, and you see how, like, the whole wave just opened too, because then you also had Pokemon Snap that came out not too long ago too. So it's like Pokemon fever in a time when Nintendo,
Pokemon Unite,
yeah,
that
too.
I heard that. I've seen a lot of people really get into that. So, like, yeah, I'm talking crap about Pokemon. I'm realizing, like, yo, no, Pokemon is actually, like, it's been doing hit after hit, because Pokemon Snap was, like, fire from everyone telling me. Pokemon Unite, I've seen a lot of people streaming it, and just generally a good thing about a Pokemon MOBA game. So,
yeah, and like I said, they're getting a lot of updates to go too. Like you said, you were back in it. I jumped back in it a little bit too. So it's like they're constantly, like, they've got, you know, raid season, they've got, like, winter, or not winter, but, like, seasonal things going on, or, like, it's the Eevee hour where, like, if you don't jump in, you won't get a shiny Eevee. You know what I mean? So it's like they're adding all of these little things. And there's also Pokemon Masters too, which is that other mobile game too that got an update for, like, I think the anniversary was this year too. So everyone's getting updates. So it's like Pokemon's the only one that I think is, like, not keeping the Switch afloat, but, like, keeping it on the table for, like, heavy hitter games.
It's a lifeline for sure. Cause, like, yeah, like, everything else we're waiting on. I mean, Metroid Dread did just come out, and so far all the reviews that I've seen is saying it's a banger.
Did you try it last night?
Yeah, I put an hour into it.
Ooh.
I like it quite a bit. I like the music. It gives, like, kind of like an aliens kind of like aliens kind of scary vibe. It's very, like, sparse. If you definitely feel like you're the only person on this isolated planet. And yeah, it's really, it's good so far. I'm on the first boss battle, and I'm trying to, you know, figure out the pattern. So I like that. So it's, like, definitely has that, like, classic, okay, let me try to figure out the pattern of these bosses and stuff. So, and the robot mechanic, the EMMI, it's pretty cool. Those are, like, the deadly robots that, like, kind of chase you, and then you have to kind of, like, be stealth or, like, trying to run away. Yeah. Those sequences are fun.
It's funny.
It adds a new element, because, like, most times, like, Metroid is kind of about, like, taking your time and exploring and trying to find every nook and cranny. Like, that looks like a crack. Let me shoot it. Oh, it blew up. Oh, there's a secret pathway. And then, like, with the possibility of that robot coming to attack, you kind of have to be, like, on alert. You don't have that area. You don't have that, like, that sense of calm.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So as the title says, it adds some dread to it. but it is cool, because you can defeat the robots. Like, so, okay, like, cool. And they kind of say, like, so after you defeat the robot, then, like, that area becomes more classic Metro. Like, okay, let me really explore. Let me really kind of jump on this wall. Let me try to find this. You know, find all the hidden objects. So there's 7 to start with, and they allow you to take one out pretty much from the bat, almost like as a tutorial.
Gotcha.
So, like, because it tells you, like, yeah, because there's 2 mechanics you need to know. There's this evade mechanic, so it shows you how to do that, and then you have to use this special kind of cannon. So when you get the special kind of cannon, it kind of does this, like, slow down bullet time mode to show you, like, oh, this is how you defeat, you know, the robots. And then you have to do it the second time, and it's a little bit more challenging, because it's a little bit, the pattern changes a little bit. So I like that too. So it's not just, like, always the same thing. It's not like, oh, it's like, okay, dodge, grab the canyon, shoot. There's a little bit more strategy involved in the game. And it doesn't tell you, also, this game doesn't tell you a single thing what to do. Like, I'm just like you're just kind of like, I'm just I was playing for an hour. I was like, I guess I'll stop now because I'm at the boss battle. But if I was in a boss battle, I was like, there's no, like, okay, I'm at, like a certain stopping point. You're just kind of like always kind of exploring up and down, and like going left and going right and going back. It's like in any Metroid, you gain new abilities, and as you gain new abilities, you're able to, like, open up new doors. So all of a sudden, like, oh, that area I couldn't get to, but now I have the charge cannons, and I open this door. It plays well with it. It mixes the old of exploration with a little bit with some of the new, and the game looks really good. It's a very good looking game. It's probably one of the best looking Switch games I've played in a while. It's really, really good. So I'm like, yeah, because I'm like, yeah, I'm like really looking at it and like looking at the textures and really, you know, magnifying it out. It's like, this is that a clean texture? Does that look jagged? Like, nah, these look all super smooth.
Nice. Okay. And on the base too. What's the map situation like? Like, do you get just like a small, like that same little like fraction of a map to kind of like go through, or do you get like open it as you keep exploring sort of thing too?
Yeah, on the right corner there's like the small little map where kind of shows you if when you press the plus button it opens up the big map. Mm-hmm. And it kind of marks it marks the areas you've been in, it marks the areas you haven't been in, and then it marks kind of key things in each area, like, oh, this is a save station, this is a weapon charging station, oh, this, okay, this has this type of door. So you can kind of look through the icons on the map to kind of like pinpoint your next move. Nice. The next area. Yeah, because like when I was exploring, I went to like the lava zone, but I don't have the suit for the lava zone. So I was like, okay, let me put a little like check mark on there, because you have 6 check marks. You go like sprinkle throughout the map. Like, okay, let me go back to this when I get X. So I put my little check mark there. Okay, when I get my magma suit, so I could go into this hot section, I know where to go and how to get there.
It kind of sounds like Mega Man X.
Yeah, Mega Man, Metroid, and Castlevania all kind of have similar
structure.
Yeah, similar vibes. Yeah, they're all in like the same like family tree of like gameplay styles.
Metroidvania games, but yeah, yep. Like the whole marker system, that sounds fantastic. Just because, like, I remember like what is it, Metroid Fusion and then Zero Mission, fantastic games. But my little wee little brain as a child playing those, not having like a marker system, I would always get like hella lost and get super frustrated. So yeah, like having a marker system, they're bringing into modern times, because Lord knows, like, sometimes those maps can get a little confusing. I might be in the minority with that, but like, I got mad confused playing those back in the day, and I'm sure, yeah, I'd still get confused to this day.
Which is why I asked like the map, because I know like some games, like, they'll give you like a bigger chunk of map, or some of them will just be like super stingy about it. So it's like, if you get like a, not like the best map, but like if you get a decent chunk, you can maneuver around pretty well and like remember a pretty good amount of things. So unless, like, I think, what was it, like Hollow Knight, where it's just like nothing, and then you go about it and then slowly it starts opening itself up. Mm. And it's like, I'm lost already. Like, I don't even know where I'm at. So I could dig it. Yeah, definitely. I'm thinking about it, Mikey B, dust off my Switch and coming back, but...
That again, might be my reason to dust off the Switch. Plus, the collector's edition looks pretty clutch. Get an art book.
Oh, true. I saw that.
Then, like, I don't really care about the little Nintendo Amiibo things. But this one.
It shows, bro. Just kidding.
The Amiibo looks pretty dope. Like, this might be the thing to make me sell for Nintendo again. And, you know, this is how they get me. Nintendo, I feel like Nintendo... is an abusive relationship. They just neglect you and like gaslight you, and then they'll do one nice thing. You're just like, they'll give you a breadcrumb. They'll give you one game. That's like, they care. Yo.
I'll give you no exclusives for a year, but here's a little toy. I like it.
Exactly, man. Exactly. But
did you originally get your Switch for Animal Crossing? Was that the reason?
Yes. You wonder how long I played Animal Crossing?
Sure, why not? I'm thinking months. Like many people that are in the pandemic, it was your comfort food. After a rough day at work or whatever, you would play it and be like, this is relaxing. So I'm assuming months, Albert. Hundreds of hours you put into Animal Crossing. Hundreds.
I played it for like 3 weeks, maybe 4 is tops. I'm gonna say a month tops. And then I was like, this was neat. I'm scared to like boot it back up and go back to my village, just because I know that it's in dire straits. I know weeds are everywhere. I know my neighbors have just destroyed it. It's going to be a sad time if I ever boot it back up.
But they have Pokemon t-shirts. Oh.
Oh, I got to log in.
See, that's the thing too, man. Like with Animal Crossing, like, I saw Hannah play it, and it looks fun enough, but, like, it gets very, like, pigeonholed at one point. You're like, okay, like, I gotta poke the weeds out. But then, like, I've been seeing Nintendo's just dropping a lot of, like, collaboration pieces with it. Pokemon gears in there. Like, every kind of game gets tied into Animal Crossing. So, like,
they need to get on that Fortnite level with the collabs. Like, what did Fortnite just do? They did a collab with, like, some fashion brand.
I just saw that The Simpsons collaborated with Balenciaga, and I don't know if Balenciaga.
Okay, yeah. Fortnite did it with, it was Balenciaga that they did it. Like, look, I need some Nintendo Animal Crossing Balenciaga collabs.
Which this is like, it's like a whole nother like conversation in itself, and we're about to get kicked off this meeting in about a minute. But like, everything is leaning towards gamers these days, like. Dude, look at Fortnite and Balenciaga. You'd never think, like, in a million years that a high-end fashion company would be like, let's see what the video game world's doing. Like, let's do something with that. And now it's a
this
thing.
Whole weird metaverse that's being created. And
it's fucking nuts.
Yeah. I don't know, man. This next generation is going to be raised on Fortnite, and that's crazy.
Dude, yeah, that Fortnite Balenciaga shirt, that button-up, a pure white button-up with just his Fortnite on the chest is $400 and some, dude.
Yikes. As the kids say, sheesh.
True. Yeah, $495, bro, for that. And I think the hat's like $200. Man. Like, the hat that you got on right now is $200 from Balenciaga. But hey, man, if you got it, why not? But that's definitely not worth it. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast. Also, follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Council Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Council Boys are out.